Debate this out, and I'm asking, is it time to axe the Rwanda plan? Well, the daughters of Paul Rusesabagina, I think I said that slightly wrong, but they're not here to tell me off, the real-life hero portrayed in the Hotel Rwanda, I don't know if you've seen that, have strongly criticised the Prime Minister's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda, denouncing it as shocking. Now, the government, in response to a Supreme Court ruling, deemed its Rwanda asylum policy unlawful, is exploring emergency legislation and a new treaty with Rwanda. So, for the great British debate this hour, I'm asking, is it time to axe the Rwanda plan? I mean, we've been going back and forth, back and forth. It's like that song. So joining me now is Peter Spencer, political commentator, Emma Burnell, journalist and consultant, and also Stephen Barrett, a barrister and writer. So first of all, then, I'm going to ask you, is it time? Seriously, Stephen, I'm going to start with you. You're a barrister. You know the ins and outs of all of this. Is it time to scrap or axe this Rwanda plan?
Well, there's no need to scrap the plan as law. So what the Supreme Court made very clear, and what I want to make very clear to your viewers, is that we lawyers, law, is not taking a position on this plan. It was unlawful as it was set out because the proper administration hadn't been carried out. But had all that been done in advance, then the Supreme Court would have ruled that the plan was lawful. So you can have it if you want. I think it's then a policy question. Do you think this is what's going to stop the small boats? And most people seem to be sort of fixating on the idea of let's stop these small boats. But again, that's a policy position, so I'll be neutral if that's all right.
Yeah, OK, well, interesting. So, actually, it could have been deemed lawful if they've got their papers in order and if they were ready. Emma Burnell, you're a journalist and consultant. Do you think, then, having heard what Stephen said, that actually if they've got their papers in order, it would be deemed lawful and we could have got on with it? Even with that, do you think the plan should be axed?
Well, I've never been a fan of the plan. I'm not a fan of the policy decisions behind the plan. But even taking that aside, putting that aside, as somebody who advises on strategy, I think the problem with the plan now is that it's been proved that they can't deliver it. I think what Stephen said is very interesting. They have not done their homework. They hadn't done the background reading. They hadn't done the preparation they needed. And this is a plan that's been being talked about for years now. So it's not that they didn't have time to get this stuff in order. They clearly have not done enough work to get what I think is a stupid plan in the first place, but others absolutely disagree with me. Those who disagree with me should be more cross about this than I am, because they are the ones who think this would work. I don't. They're also the ones who think it's a good idea. I don't. Given those two things, those people have been let down the worst. I, on the other hand, am possibly even more grateful for government incompetence, because they're not doing what I think would be an unworkable, unsuccessful and ultimately quite cruel immigration plan.
Why do you see it as cruel? They're only going to Rwanda. What's wrong with Rwanda? Why is it cruel, Emma?
Well, because, as we have seen from the Supreme Court judgment, their cases would almost certainly not be properly looked at. And they could, as we saw with what happened with people from the Israel scheme, be sent back without their judgments being made properly. And, what we are talking about is people who should deserve to have a proper judgment. If they are then judged that they do not have a right to asylum, they can be sent away. If they are judged they have a right to asylum, they can't. And that is where this is a cruel thing, because it was set out in such a way, so slack with people's lives and their...
Sorry, but it works on the premise that the whole people smuggling thing isn't cruel in itself. I mean, surely that's cruel in itself. I'm going to come to Peter Spencer.
Yeah, absolutely. The deal with the people smugglers, not the result of their actions.
All right, well, Peter Spencer.
I think there can be little doubt that had the Rwanda scheme gone ahead, it would have been a profound disincentive to anyone thinking of risking their lives in a small boat getting across the channel, because they then would have been faced with the distinct possibility that they'd be flown off to a country with an extremely dodgy record on human rights, and it's an impoverished country anyway, and no chance of getting back to UK. But as it turns out, Rishi Sunak has contrived to dig himself into a complete lose-lose hole over all this. First of all, he troubled those on the moderate wing of his party by letting Suella Braverman raise expectations and use all manner of language which many find offensive. And then after that, he switched over, sacked Suella Braverman, and lost the case in the Supreme Court anyway, thus enraging the right wing of his party. Now, the fact is, what's happening now, he's got this tapestry of ideas to make it happen anyway, but the reality is that hardly anyone thinks he can get this done because it is so complicated. There's not just the stinky judges in Strasbourg, but also all manner of United Nations things to which we are signed up that go back to the Second World War and the serious refugee crisis. The chances of his getting this through this time of the general election are pretty close to zero. And if, as the polls predict, the Labour Party get in, they'll ditch it anyway.
Stephen, do they have time to bring this back forward and get this through before, just say, let's say, imagine the next general election is, let's call it January next year?
Yes, well, Parliament's going to dissolve on the 17th of December next year. That's all we can really say about a general election. And then there has to be a general election within a reasonably practical time after that dissolution. So that's what we can say. Our constitution is more than capable of working at pace to make this lawful if you want. And I want to explain a concept. I've been trying to think about how to explain it best to you. When we worry about the UN treaties and the UN ideas and these international law ideas, we only worry about them because they're incorporated into our law. They're put into the UK law. Think of them like helium balloons. And we have used Parliament to put a peg and stick them in the ground, and they stay in our country because of that act of Parliament. Take that peg out, and off the balloon will float to a realm we don't care about. And the only law that matters is the law of the UK. We had another court judgment from the Court of Appeal, which is very, very important this week. And a lovely line came out of it, which is said that no one is above the law, including a court. And what that means is that everyone is subject to Parliament. So Parliament can fix the Rwanda plan, come up with an alternative to the Rwanda plan, or do nothing. And it's really your personal political opinion which of the three you want to do. I mean, I don't know if I've got time to explain what the EU is doing, but they push boats back to Libya, and there are very, very big risks, and a lot of people are concerned about Libya. It's a failed state. It's not like Rwanda. It's very, very dangerous. You know, at the Polish border, there's fences and water cannon, and boats are being pushed at Greece back to Turkey. What are we going to do? It is a political question, but I think it's sounding like we are going to have to do something.
All right. Well, then, thank you very much, all of you. But briefly, Peter Spencer, is it time to axe the Rwanda plan then? Yes or no? Is it time? Yes? No?
He might just as well.
He might as well. Yeah. Emma Burnell, yes or no? Time to axe it?
Long since passed, but yes.
Yeah. And Stephen, I don't think you're going to give me an answer. But
Sorry, Nana. That's all right.
But it's fair enough.
Not
it's fair
for
enough.
Me.
I respect the thoughts as well, because we need that. Stephen Barrett, thank you very much. Barrister and writer Emma Burnell, journalist and consultant, and also Peter Spencer, political commentator. Thank you for your thoughts. Well, what do you think? You're watching at home and listening on the radio. Do you think it's time to...